Speaking of history, let's start new history here at MTSU with our man Derek Mason. Coach joins us now. What's going on?
Man, it's good to be back.
I know it is.
Hey, look, we got history here, right?
Oh, yeah,
right.
Of course.
A little bit of history, but here's what I know. You gentlemen have sort of held, the Middle Tennessee Sports Arena down for a long time, and I think you saw me grow.
Yeah.
You saw me as a newly minted head coach some years ago. Now, man, you see me in my second act with this space just being as fun as it's ever been and probably the most tumultuous time in college,
yeah.
You know, like football. But it's cool, man. This place is cool.
Yeah.
It's different. It's a different vibe. It's a different feel. And it's one, man, that I think I'm enjoying. Every day. Every day is cool, is good, it's new, man, but it's transformative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that building.
Just like that building. So I always enjoyed you had sayings and everything, you know, when you were at Vanderbilt. You got it here, Burrow built, middle made. Where did that come from? Because I love that.
Larry Maples, who him and Chris are doing – the construct on this place, what it looks like. But Larry's been here for a while, you know. I mean, structural engineer by trade. But we were sitting in there one day, and he was like, I said Burrow built, and he was like, yeah, middle made. And
it just clicked.
It just clicked. It was like, you know what, that's what this place is. When you look at, the people that have come through this place, you know, I mean, whether we're talking about the Murphy era, whether we're talking about the Donley era, whether we're talking about, Coach Stocks era. I mean, you can go through, and there's been, like great players, great teams, championships won. You know, like, this isn't a rebuild, right?
Yeah.
This place has got history. It's got culture, like, to it. And so, like, for us, there's been a lot of things made here.
Right.
It was built here. And so, with that, I think that resonates with our kids. It resonates with our alumni. I think it resonates with what we want to do. Like, look, I mean, what better branding than that?
Yeah.
Right? Borough built, middle made.
Yeah.
I mean, we sit in the borough, baby. Rutherford County, repping it to the fullest every day. Okay? I love it.
I do, too. You were happy in the analyst role, right?
I was.
I mean, you were very happy.
Learning a lot. Growing.
What was it about this? You're like, I want this.
You know, there was an opportunity to come back to ESPN, right? And I thought it was okay, like the first year. But, I mean, you talk to Chiz and those guys, they say the second year is always better. Dan Mullen and I talked, and, you know, I mean, he was in his second, and it was way better for him, right? Because you're just getting a groove. You're starting to understand. But I also thought that, you know, I may be going back to the NFL. I really felt that. If given the opportunity to go to the NFL or stay in the booth, I know the transition is going to come, but I think you got to do the thing that you can't live without until you can't do it anymore. And I think you got to be smart enough to know when to walk away, and I wasn't ready to walk away. So this place, you know, was the right opportunity, right? I feel like it worked. Dr. McPhee and Chris showed me some things. I think I spoke to like what they wanted to hear, and it worked.
So you mentioned some of those guys that you worked with at ESPN and the SEC Network, and I'm curious. And you and I have talked about this a little bit, but like I watch Coach Mullen, I've watched you, you know, Coach Chiz, and others that have come through there. I even see it now with Coach Saban, you know, when he's on TV.
Yeah,
of just that, it's like you love coaching, you love doing what you do, but the SEC is a grind. And you know, and it's even getting bigger now with how it's expanded.
It's a grind.
And I watch you guys on TV, and it's like there's this weight that's just up in the clouds.
Yeah.
And it's like you're just loose again.
Yeah.
And you have that smile. And I remember seeing you at SEC Media Days, and you had that. And
right.
It's like you hadn't even started doing it yet, but
right.
It was just people don't understand. College football in general, how tough it's gotten with everything going on, but that conference in particular and everything that goes into it.
Yeah, just watching behind the scenes, right?
Yeah.
And just getting a chance to get into rooms with coaches. I'm not going to say names, but I got a Yeah. I got in almost every room.
Yeah.
Okay, with almost every SEC coach. And, like, believe me, it's hard. Even with the best of them.
Yeah.
It's hard. I mean, like, there's just so many things that you're having to manage, you know, that keeps you away from the game that you love and really being transformative with young people. Because it is NIL, it is transfer portal, it is agents, it is parents, it's all these things like now. And you always had to deal with them, but you know what? It was like you felt like you were all in it together.
Yeah.
Right? And now, man, it just feels like your time is being pulled and we're having a harder time. You're having a harder time trying to keep the main thing the main thing. So we're hiring more people to come into our spaces.
Yeah.
Okay? And sort of, okay, there's so many people that you're having to manage that the families have gotten so big that you sort of lose touch with the simple idea that, like, who are you in the foxhole with?
Right.
And I think that wears on you because I think as a coach, you try to care for everybody. That's right. One thing from Nick Saban to hey, man, Eli Drinkwitz. I think they all care about their staffs. I think they care about the people in their buildings. But, gosh, when you have so many and players and things happening around, you know, you're missing babies being born. You're missing guys, getting their degrees because you're already on to the next guy. So graduation used to be so important, right?
Yeah.
Now you're like, oh, okay, graduate. Okay, cool. I'll send him a card and you may not see him for another 5 years when you used to be at every graduation.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man.
Like all those things are important, right?
Yeah. I talked to one coach who said, thank God for practice. I was like, what? He's like, because I got him. No phones, no distractions. They're mine. At least for those 2-3 hours, whatever, I got him. You feel the same way?
I do. Look, practice field, I think it's now become for coaches what it's always been for players. Right? I mean, this is that place. No matter what's going on outside, when you get out here between the white lines, you know, I mean, you keep the main thing. You go to a place that's like Disneyland. You get on the rides, man, and, like, you really enjoy every bit of what a practice, you know, gives you because you're teaching. You're in that element, man, that's the true reason why you got into it. You know, like, everybody thinks it's the whistle around the net. It's not. It's the moment where you get a chance to, you know, I mean, really teach and connect with a student-athlete, man, to give him a little bit of wisdom, okay, which makes him that inch better. Okay, in the game that he plays. That's cool.
Derek Mason is with us, head coach, MTSU. So, 59 new players. You're new. Coaching staff is new. We just talked to your quarterback, Nick Vadiato. I'm like, you're the
old
hat.
He's old. He's old.
But how important is it to have guys like him that have been here and can kind of help mold the old with the new?
You know, I look at guys like, you know, Nick, Devin Curtis, Brendan Harris, you know, whether they're here or they're not here or haven't been here, I think experience matters.
Yeah.
Like in the game of college football. We've been fortunate to have guys, you know, COVID gave us some gifts, right? You know, I mean, I look at Jalen Jackson. I look at, like, the idea of, like, Julius Pierce, Morgan Scott. You know, when you have veteran players, whether they've played a ton or not, they've seen – like the landscape. They've seen the days, and now is really their time. This team with 59 new players is as good a player-led football team, okay, as I've been around.
Yeah.
And I think you have to be – if you want to be successful, you have to be player-led, coach-fed. We feed, okay, man. We give information. We point out the obvious. But, like, the leadership's got to start in the locker room. It's got to start with the idea, like, do we really care about each other? And it can't look like, okay – all we do is go into our meeting rooms, and I care about the dude, man, who's in my meeting room, but I don't like that dude that I'm playing against. Iron sharpens iron, and there's got to be love consistently around our spaces. So the connection with this group by not only, like, our older guys like Nick, but really, you know, how some of these guys like Marcus Miller, you know, has come in. Damonte played behind some pretty good dudes that left this place. You know, Xavier Wood, I mean, good player. You know, Marley, good player.
Right.
But that dude's a good player in his own right. He just didn't have the confidence, right? You know, now that dude's got confidence, and he's playing with a different swag. So, it's all player-led right now.
Let's sell some tickets for August 31st.
Let's sell them.
To get fans here. I mean, I expect this might be the most excited you've ever been for an opener because of what you have and what you've been through and where you've been the last couple of years. It's going to be special to you, special to players.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be an electric night inside that stadium.
It's got to be special to MTSU. It's got to be special to the Middle Tennessee area. You know what, man? It's a new era of football.
Right.
You know, and really, I'm like, that's not a disrespect to anybody. I think what it is, man, it's just a new time. It's a new landscape of college football. And we got a lot of things going for us, right? I mean, we're under construction, but this is, like I said, by no means a rebuild. You want to see this football team play. You want to see Nick Vadiato. You want to see, you know, like who we are in special teams. You want to see how this defense hunts. And, like, to me, that's it. Everybody starts at the same starting line, okay, in college football. And we are, I mean, like, in my opinion, there's no reason why we're not Boise. We're not App State. We have as big a community, okay, sitting in Murfreesboro, from here to Nashville, all the way down to Shelbyville. There's so many alums. One in every five households has an MTSU alum.
Two right here.
Yep.
So what are we doing? Hey, look, I ain't mad at Tennessee. I'm not mad at Vandy. I'm not mad at anybody else. But we play football here, too. And if you're a Blue Raider, you really want to see, and I'm not talking about homecoming, we got six contests to show the world how good, okay, man, we rep our place.
Yeah.
Hey, if we're going to rise and be the cream of the crop, okay, man, a group of five, which is easily available to us, man, we got to represent. Our fan experience will be, man, outstanding. But, like, you got to get off, like, the couch and come to the stadium, man, and get this action.
Amen.
Yeah.
Man, we in here, and it's going to be a fun event. I truly believe Dr. McPhee and Chris Massaro have put together something that's going to look totally different in terms of the entertainment experience.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see it. And, you know, one thing that I've kind of thought about with you is you walk in here and you see the improvements already started when you walked in.
Yeah.
And, you know, you fought for a lot of that on West End, and they're getting there.
Yeah.
They're doing it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you didn't get to see the fruits of those labors, but that's okay. But to walk into a place like this and to see it, like, that's got to feel good to know that this is just the beginning.
You know what? It feels so good to understand what's coming. But here's what I told our football team. The reality of it is it'll be here, but our seniors will never get a chance to be it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so what are they going to remember? What's that experience going to be like for them? Right? This is a group that gets a chance to really push an era, right? To launch it.
Yeah.
Okay, man. So when we launch it, let's let these dudes be remembered, right?
100%.
And so, like, that's what it's about. Right now, man, we take care of the space that we're in because we know when we get to the new space, okay, we want to celebrate the guys, man, that helped, okay, usher us in. Okay? And there's only one way to celebrate it, and that's to move this program forward and find ourselves doing something that we haven't done in a long time.
Hey, I can come talk to your seniors and tell them how I got I got one semester in that beautiful student union center that that I watched get built for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
So I know what it's like.
Before you go, I know you got to go in a second. Every player we've almost talked to, at least today, Omari Kelly.
Yeah.
Special?
Special.
Everybody keeps bringing him up, Coach.
Look. His talent is limitless. He's like some of the best that have ever come out of here, right? And I say that respectfully to those guys,
right?
Right. I mean, man, there's been a lot of great receivers to come out of here, but it's up to him whether or not, you know, man, he wants to set the bar. You know, I think he has the ability, he has the work ethic. He has the talent around him. He has the talent in him. He doesn't take days off. And I think for him, I mean, he's just starting to scratch the surface.
Good.
I think he's happy, right? And I think when that starts from the inside,
right?
If you can find yourself in a great place, you know, mentally, the physical, the physical things, man, just come easy.
Yeah.
And he's so talented. I mean, as a kick returner, a punt returner, When he runs a route, he's electric. When the ball's in his hands, hey man, this dude is go gadget, and he can put cleats to grass real fast. So I think we're gonna see some amazing things from Omari, but it's like anything else, right? Availability, you know, man, is what he strives for. He wants to be available for 12 guaranteed, and let's see what else he can, you know, help us get to, you know, like to make this team unforgettable.
Good. Amen to that. Coach, it's good to see you. Our Derek Mason says, what's happening? So he sends his love.
Get that dude some love for me, man.
I will. I will.
Hey, man,
I
miss y'all, man. But we back together again.
We back together.
You still getting his email or his mail?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know, I still think.
You need to get those checks.
He's not even playing anymore, but I still think his Nike account is bigger than mine. I'm begging BSN, and my man is repping. He repping Nike, man, and he ain't played in a uniform how long?
10, 12 years, whatever it's like. That?
But he don't look like it.
No,
like
he come out. Hey, he said he could come out here and give you a couple good routes.
Hey, Derek, if you're listening, I got a scholarship for you. Come
there
get
we
it.
Go, yeah. There you go, right there.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey,
thanks,
take
Coach.
Care, gentlemen.
Good to see you, Coach Derek Mason, with us. We got more coming. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.